15 Marines and one Navy corpsman are dead after a Marine Corps air tanker carrying them crashed into a soybean field. This happened in northern Mississippi late yesterday. There were no survivors of the crash, and this is the deadliest U.S. military air crash in a dozen years. NPR's David Wellna has more.
The aircraft that plummeted into a fiery crash was a Hercules KC-130, a plane used primarily for refueling other aircraft in flight. But this one was being used to ferry service members and equipment from the Marine Corps Air Station in Cherry Point, North Carolina, to the Naval Airfield in El Centro, California. A spokesman for the Marine Corps says there were also small arms ammunition and personal weapons aboard. Locals reported hearing an explosion, followed by the sight of the plane spiraling as it fell to earth.
It is very, very unusual to have this kind of catastrophic event occur.
David Deptula is a retired Air Force Lieutenant General.
And it appears, obviously, that it occurred in the air, not during takeoff, not during landing, or not during air refueling operations.
He says the KC-130 air tanker with its four turboprop engines has had what he calls a magnificent safety record.
Even if you had a fire in one of the engines, there's probably sufficient time. There are so many airfields in the United States that you could conduct an emergency landing, even if the fire antisuppressant couldn't put it out.
An explosive ordnance disposal team was at the crash site today, and while the FBI has joined the crash investigation, a Marine spokesman says no foul play is suspected. Debris was scattered up to 5 miles around the crash site, and bodies were recovered from a mile away. The refueling plane was based at Stewart Air National Guard Base in Newburgh, New York. In a tweet this morning, President Trump called the plane crash heartbreaking. Melania and I, he added, send our condolences to all. The names of those killed were being withheld until their families could be notified. David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.